like this. UW shot 34.5%, Butler 33% shooting. The Badgers hit just 3 of 20. That's something that assistant coach Margaret McKeon said, you're not going to win many games when you knock down 15% of your outside shots. Butler shot 7 of 25. That's 28%. 10 of 14 at the free throw line for the Bulldogs. The Badgers were 10 of 18. That's only 56%. Another number I wish, or the Badgers, I'm sure, wish that they had back or back in their favor. Wisconsin did out-rebound Butler by 12, 47 to 35. Offensive rebounds, 15 to 12 in favor of the Badgers, but second chance points plus 4 to Butler at 10 to 6. 14 assists for Butler as a team, 12 for Wisconsin. Defensively, the Badgers had just one steal. Butler had 5. Wisconsin had 6 blocks. Butler had a total of 3. Points in the paint, plus 12 for the Badgers, 32 to 20. Wisconsin dominated the fast break, plus 9, 12 to 3 advantage for Wisconsin there. But Butler wins the game, 59 to 51. Individually, we'll get to those numbers coming up next. We'll also take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard, and we've got some highlights for you in the final segment coming up next on the postgame show. Badgers lose a tough one, 59-51 to Butler. Back with more on the postgame after this. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le di a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. The Badgers fall to Butler at home today, 59-51. So Wisconsin is now 5-3 this season. Butler improves to 6-2. Let's take a look at the individual numbers, starting first for the visitors. And it was a season high for Rachel Kent. Kent goes for 25 points, hits 4 3-pointers, grabs 4 rebounds, hands off 2 assists. The only other player in double figures was Caroline Strandy. Strandy scores 17, hits 7 of 8 free throws, grabs 9 rebounds. After that, the scoring for Butler was Chains with 9 and 5 rebounds. She was 4 for 17 from the floor. 6 points for Melmans on 2 of 5 shooting, 2 points for Wiggins with 5 boards, and a team-high 5 assists. Wisconsin had just one player in double figures, a season high for Sarah Williams. The Badgers sophomore scored 24 points on 10 of 18 shooting. She hit all of her 3-pointers, 3-point plays, 3 for 3. She also grabbed 14 rebounds for the Badgers. I believe that is also a season high for Williams, and let me check her defensive numbers here just for a second, because defensively Williams is the best in the Big Ten when it comes to blocks per game. She ties, by the way, her season high with 14 rebounds, and she did also contribute 5 blocks today for the Badgers in this game. Overall, great effort there from Williams. Then the scoring for Wisconsin, and that's what assistant coach Margaret McKeon was saying here in the postgame show. They just needed someone else to score. Sanaya Copeland was the second leading scorer today. Copeland had a final of 8 points on 2 of 7 shooting with 4 rebounds and a team-high 4 assists. 7 points from Natalie Leitzinger on 2 of 8 shooting. She grabbed a rebound and handed out a couple of assists. 7 points from Ronnie Porter, 3 of 11 from the floor. 7 rebounds for Ronnie and 2 assists. Then it's 2 points for Hallie Douglas on the 1 of 1, only had 1 attempt. 2 points from Dianis Jimenez, who did grab 8 rebounds and hand off 3 assists. And Jimenez was 1 of 6 from the floor. Brooke Schrammick scored a point, grabbed 7 rebounds for Wisconsin. And those are the final team numbers for the Badgers, 59-51. Butler with the win. There were some bright moments for the Badgers, however. Like I said, that 10-0 run in the first. They had a lead in the second. They stormed back in the fourth. Let's take a listen to some of the highlights from today's game. Drives in, kicks out right side, Leitzinger, extra pass, out on top, Williams tries the three and buries it from straight on, Sarah Williams. Douglas has the basketball, hasn't played since November of 2022. She catches down low, left hand layup, good. Welcome back, Hallie Douglas. Back to Copeland on the left, shot clock at 10, Porter's open in the corner, she'll catch and shoot, and rattle home the three. Ronnie Porter drills the triple for Wisconsin. Out to Schrammick on top, Leitzinger left baseline, she'll drive down low, put up a shot off the glass, it's good, and a foul. Tough work down low from Natalie Leitzinger. It's Porter to Leitzinger, inside to Williams, layup good, and a foul. Sarah Williams and one for the Badgers. Driving, changing directions, throwing it inside to Schrammick on the baseline. Gets it into Williams. Turn around, right to the lane is in. Sarah Williams, a new season high. She's up to 20 points in this one. She'll attack to the rim, miss it with the left hand. Rebounded Butler, down to 11 seconds to play. And the Badgers will back off. And the Butler Bulldogs have come into Madison in the Kohl Center and handed the UW its first home loss of the season. Final score, Butler 59, Wisconsin 51. There you go. Some of the highlights from today's game against the Bulldogs. Butler with the win. Let's check the Big Ten scoreboard. This game has gone final. They're about to go final in College Park, Maryland, and the Terps lead George Mason 86-77. That one has just gone final. 17th-ranked Indiana at home in the third quarter, leading Stetson 43-24. Purdue by 10, also midway through quarter number 3. It's 37-27, the Boilermakers. Midway through the third, Michigan State in East Lansing almost has a 20-point lead on Miami of Ohio, 40-23. And later this afternoon, a top 20 matchup as 5-1 and 16th-ranked Ohio State will be on the road against 4-3 and number 20, Tennessee. All right, so once again, the Badgers fall by 8. Up next for the UW, another home game, but it's Big Ten time now for at least one game. And on Sunday, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes will come to town. Now, this game, if you're thinking, hey, that looks like a game I might want to go to, you're already too late. That game is now a sellout. So a huge crowd, 17,000 on hand a week from today as the Badgers will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. We've got that one starting for you with the pregame at 1:10, tip-off just after 1:30. You can hear it statewide on the Badger Sports Network. All right, let's wrap things up here. I'd like to thank our producer and engineer back in Jefferson City, Easton D'Amelia, for his help. Thank you so much for your help today, Easton. I'm John Audius saying goodbye from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers fall to Butler. Once again, the final score, Bulldogs 59, Badgers 51. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Maybe your hometown celebrates longstanding Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The college football playoffs set, a selection committee picking Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama in a decision that means undefeated Florida State and two-time defending champions Georgia are left out. Fighting has resumed in Gaza following last week's multi-day ceasefire, Israel pounding more than 400 targets in just 2 days. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is still hopeful that it can broker a deal to free more hostages, including Americans.
Particularly on Americans, we think the number is about 8. We don't have perfect visibility on where they all are. We certainly don't have perfect visibility on their physical or mental condition. We're trying to do that as best we can.
A top Hamas leader now saying, though, that they will not release more hostages until the war is over. A suspect under arrest in Los Angeles accused of targeting people sleeping on the streets. Police say the 33-year-old suspect under arrest for the murders of 3 homeless men last week and a 4th person during a home invasion. This is ABC News. Several people killed after an attack on a church service in the Philippines. ABC's Lama Hassan with details.
A powerful explosion at a Catholic mass in the southern Philippines has killed at least 4 people and injured more than 42 others. The mass was underway in a college gym when the explosion happened, unleashing panic and chaos among the students and teachers. The president urging calm, condemning the blast, describing it as a, quote, senseless and most heinous act, which was perpetrated by foreign terrorists. No group has claimed responsibility yet. Lama Hassan, ABC News, London.
An analysis by the Associated Press has found that with a shortage of school counselors in districts across the country, many schools are turning to online therapy. The AP reports 16 of the 20 largest public school districts are now offering telehealth therapy to millions of students and say it's reflective of both the shortages of in-person practitioners, but also a growing mental health crisis among young Americans. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Call in talking about, you know, I work for this HVAC guy for 25 years and I decided I'm going to start my own business. You can take that. You can take those skills and start your own thing. Get your own van, put out your own tile and start making, you know, it's not all about the money, but it is an important aspect that these jobs are going to pay you and pay you well.
And they're not going to be replaced most likely by automation.
Yeah.
No. No,
right?
They will always be there. You know, there isn't a ChatGPT or an AI function that can complete a building.
Yeah.
There is not one that can plumb a building. There's not one that can do fire protection. We just don't have that yet. And the chances of that happening are pretty slim. So we're always going to need folks who can help us as communities build our communities from the ground up.
Do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
I do.
That would be wonderful. We're going to talk about pay and how that ranges from trade to trade. And I see we have a caller on the phone as well. We're going to continue talking to Lindsay Bloomer, the CEO of the industrial training program called WRTP, Big Step of South Central Wisconsin. We're talking about apprenticeships in Wisconsin and my opportunity to drive a front loader.
So,
because it's all about me.
Well, no, this gets you involved. It gets you excited. I love it. We start you at a forklift, though, I think. We start you there.
And build my way up?
Build your way up. I think that's a good
place. Lindsay is agreeable Absolutely. With this.
I think once you get on a forklift, though, if you get a little space. Now, I'm not saying I did or didn't do this. But when I did work in a certain building, there was a lot of open space. And sometimes you would do donuts. I'm just saying.
It might happen.
But don't do that at home, kids.
Of course not.
But yeah, driving a forklift is fun.
Lindsay does not endorse the doing of donuts.
No,
absolutely not.
That's not actually
absolutely not
within the training program.
Not training at all.
All right. Stay with us. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach with me in studio. And we have a special guest. Lindsay Bloomer is the CEO of the industrial training program WRTP Big Step of South Central Wisconsin, talking about the fact that there are over 16,000 apprentices that are currently enrolled in registered apprenticeship programs in Wisconsin, the most since 2001, talking about Let's talk about the pay differentiation between some of these trades, Lindsay. What would be like the highest? Is it like the crane operator? Or are they? That's another one of my
You would do that? You get up on a tall building and do the crane thing?
No, I'd have to be on the ground.
Okay, there we are.
Because heights freak me out.
So the beauty of registered apprenticeship and union registered apprenticeship is that you have a wage card. So you know what everyone is. It's equitable wages. So there's not somebody making 70 cents on the dollar just because they're a woman or anything like that. So operating engineers who do operate those cranes, journey workers can earn up to $48 per hour. You add that into some of their health insurance fringe benefits. You're talking about $73 per hour.
That's a really highly skilled job.
That's amazing to
be a crane operator. Yeah. The one that I had a chance to interview a couple of years ago, the manuals are like 7 inches thick and there's two of them. And the weights and the counterweights and the counterbalance and all that thing, it's really very impressive.
Absolutely. But even, you know, when we're talking about laborers who are building our roads, who are doing heavy highway construction, who are doing trench digging, things like that, that are vitally important to all of our water systems, our electrical systems, our broadband systems, you know, you can start at, you know, between 25 and 30 up to $36 an hour. And then when you add those benefits in, you're talking, you know, $58 an hour.
Where else are you going to find that?
I mean, I think the only other way you find that is if you go to a highly skilled job that's like a, like electronics or something like that, kind of thing, like almost like IT, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. And let me remind you, that's no college debt, right? Yeah. Because you've gone through an apprenticeship and you've earned while you've learned, you've been earning since day one, mm-hmm. and zero debt.
Yeah.
How have job sites changed, Lindsay? I'm sure that for women, potentially people of color, there were a lot more obstacles before. I assume that has gotten better.
Yeah. So, you know, all of the unions have really ramped up with employee resource groups, mentorship programs. The state of Wisconsin, actually, through the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards, has a mentoring program they're working on. There's also Empower, which is a women's trades group of tradeswomen that do mentoring and, of course, any resources that necessary. And what we do as well is we talk a lot about how work sites, job sites can become more friendly, more welcoming. And to be honest, in terms of our labor market and our demographics, now's the time to welcome everybody into the workforce. And if we want to have registered apprentices, unions doing our work, then we need to welcome everybody into this workforce.
And it was always my understanding that bringing diversity to the workforce is only good for the workforce and is only good for the industry because everyone brings something different.
Absolutely. So studies have shown that when you diversify a workforce based on the population, right, it matches the population of the communities, you get a return on investment of every $5 for every $1. So revenue increases by 30%, 33% if you have a diverse workforce.
Wow. Wow.
I wish you could just talk all the time to everybody about all this because I cannot stress to you. You know, my experience going through the apprenticeship program and having conversations about this in tech schools, and I have such a high regard for it now, and I think it's so very important, and I feel like it's something we should just be talking about all the time, and especially kids in high schools and maybe even younger. Like, you know, you get the kid has a draw to wood, likes working on wood with their parent. There we go. Carpentry might be the world you want to be in, and you might know that at the age of 12. Then you can go through the program as you get older.
So studies show that kids start deselecting careers at fifth grade if they don't see themselves represented in it.
Oh, man.
And so something that we've done is partnered with Boys and Girls Clubs here in Wisconsin and started programs as young as second grade to start building birdhouses, to start doing electrical circuitry so that they can see themselves represented in this and know that they can do it. This is a viable career option for them.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
It really is. Lindsay Bloomer is our guest. She's the CEO of WRTP Big Step of South Central Wisconsin. Keith from Middleton has been waiting. Good morning, Keith. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, guys. As a blue collar, my whole life, worked with my hands. Didn't go through an apprenticeship program, but I went through a culinary tech program 40 years ago and got my degree. And I've made an awful lot of money in my years as an executive chef and worked private clubs and resorts all over this country. I've been in six figures now for the last 15, 20 years, and that's nothing to sneeze at. I have to say that the Democratic Party, in my opinion, in the last, and I'm a Democrat lifelong, over 40 years has been pushing this MBA crap for the last 40 years to the point where they've really alienated the blue collars. And I think you're seeing that with the whole rise of Trump. And I think the only way Democratic Party is going to get back in the good graces of the hardworking people of this country is to really push hard to support these programs and make sure that people are understanding that everyone needs to have their house plumbed, electrical, HVAC, all these things. You want to go out for dinner, you got to pay somebody to do it. There's no shame. It's an absolute, the most rewarding thing in the world, in my opinion, is to finish a job and look at it and say, I built that with my own two hands.
Absolutely, Keith. I had the opportunity to talk to some women who worked on Fiserv Forum, and they said, too, that the feeling I get when I drive past that and I'm with my kids and I can point to it and say, Mommy helped build that.
That's
is just an amazing thing.
I love that.
Thank you so much for the call, Keith. You don't happen to have a crane I can borrow, do you?
Wow. Oh, my God.
I think that's a no.
Wow. Yeah. And he left the call laughing at you.
Right. A girl can dream.
You know, I want to make this dream come true, honestly.
Well,
you know?
we'll have a brainstorming session.
All right.
And we'll kick that around. Anything you want to add, Lindsay? We just have a couple of minutes left.
Sure. You know, I think as we diversify the trades and we start talking about registered apprenticeship here in Wisconsin and having a renaissance of this model that's been around since 1911, we're the leaders in this. And, you know, as I'm seeing more federal investment coming down with different infrastructure, roads, bridges, commercial buildings, residential, clean water, lead lateral replacement.
Yes.
Every single one of these grant programs has workforce development built into it, and all of them have language referencing pre-apprenticeship, registered apprenticeship, and union labor as well. And that's a huge sea change. And I think, to your point about we need to keep telling people about this, I think this is the only way we're going to be able to accomplish some of these massive projects over the next 5 to 10 years. And generationally, I want to look back in 25 years and say we brought a whole new generation into the trades, into apprenticeship, and they are now journey workers who are mentoring the next class of apprentices. And I think we can do it.
Absolutely. Well, people can contact your organization if they want to find out more. We will put that in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
It is WRTP.org. But again, we will put that in our show notes if you want to reach out to Lindsay's organization and find out more and talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids.
Have the good conversation because, you know, especially in today's day and age, young people with the jobs market, these are the good options.
Lindsay Bloomer, CEO of WRTP, thank you so very much for your time. Really appreciate
thank you.
It. Stay with us. We will be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.
The College Football Playoff said a selection committee picking Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama in a decision that means undefeated Florida State and two-time defending champions Georgia are left out. Fighting has resumed in Gaza following last week's multi-day ceasefire, Israel pounding more than 400 targets in just 2 days. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is still hopeful that it can broker a deal to free more hostages, including Americans.
Particularly on Americans, we think the number is about eight. We don't have perfect visibility on where they all are. We certainly don't have perfect visibility on their physical or mental condition. We're trying to do that as best we can.
A top Hamas leader now saying, though, that they will not release more hostages until the war is over. A suspect under arrest in Los Angeles accused of targeting people sleeping on the streets. Police say the 33-year-old suspect under arrest for the murders of three homeless men last week and a fourth person during a home invasion. This is ABC News.
A big win for Bucky. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over the Marquette Golden Eagles. The final score 75-64 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
The environment, the atmosphere, the fans were terrific. We kind of envisioned what this team can be.
NBA, the Bucks pulled ahead late to beat the Atlanta Falcons. 132-121. A big night for the Bucks' campaign, who scored a season-high 18 points in the win.
Finally got one in front of the fans. I appreciate the support. Man, but I'm going to keep bringing that energy. Y'all keep bringing that energy, man, and we're going to keep getting wins.
Sunday night football at Lambeau Field. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the Packers and Jordan Love.
Jordan's gotten better and better every single game. He's always had the talent. So you can see how much more comfortable he's getting, and their defense can play. They got a lot of guys that can play football, and we have to try to match that confidence and find a way to win a football game.
That's Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 36 this afternoon under overcast skies. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 28. High of 36 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead tricky dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. Good morning, Hayward, if you're listening on WBZH, The Buzz of the North, or in Wausau on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio. Maybe you're watching us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you are, you can see she's here. Kristen Bry, good morning, my friend. How are you? How you feeling? How's the baby?
Baby is good. Hopefully baby is not sick, because I woke up not feeling 100%.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what the rules become as far as if mom is sick and breastfeeding, of like, you just like not breathe on the baby and just keep like a shield between you and your boobs. But yeah, I woke up with her at like 4 a.m. today, and I was like, oh, that doesn't, my throat doesn't feel good, and did not go back to sleep.
Oh, fuck.
But she did. So she's working off more sleep than me. But yeah, so I don't know if it's just dry in the house, if I have something coming, but she has her 2-month appointment tomorrow. So hopefully, we'll nip anything in the bud if she starts to have symptoms of any sorts.
Well, you've been sending me some pictures, and it's amazing how quickly she's changing. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, she's much more, at least from the pictures that you've sent me, she's much more alert now. Her eyes are open a whole lot longer, mm-hmm. and it looks like is she actually focusing on you yet?
She's focusing. She's like hinting. She's like teasing us with a smile. at least a smile that like is actually in reaction to something that you're doing. She's starting ish to make noises that are not just crying.
Right.
So I feel like our Christmas gift this year will be her like giggling and actually being like a little reaction factory of that everyone's trying to perform for. And but yeah, it's wild to see her we at Thanksgiving, so it was 37 of us all on my dad's side.
37?
So it's my grandma, who now has 7 or 8 great-grandchildren. But so my grandma, there's 5 kids, their spouses, so my aunts and uncles, and then all of my cousins. And then of my cousins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us now have kids. Three out of the 5 was, no, 6 of us have kids. And so my cousins, Brian and Zach, who are brothers, they both had kids this year. So one was born in July. One was born 2 weeks after Frankie.
Oh, wow.
And so we had 3 babies at Thanksgiving. And it was funny looking at the one who's 2 weeks younger than Frankie. I was like, God, he's so tiny. And then I was like, that's how people are looking at me with holding her. I just think she's bigger because I know how little she was.
Yeah.
She's a cutie.
She's adorable.
And she looks like she's growing into her legs as well.
Well, let's hope so, because if she gets shots tomorrow, she needs some meat on those bones, because they were little chicken legs at first. And let's hope there's some padding there so she doesn't really, really scream her face off. But I am preparing for that.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. You are. All right. We're going to do the good, the bad. And do babies need this? Really? But we're going to start.
The way you say it, you're like, argh.
It's amazing to me. Anyway, we're going to start with the good. Liz Cheney is out with a book. It's called Oath and Honor, and it's being released on December 5th, but CNN got a hold of an early copy and released a bunch of clips yesterday, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheney reveals for the first time that Kevin McCarthy told her just 2 days after Election Day he had talked to Trump, and Trump acknowledged he had lost the 2020 election.
Shocking.
All right.
I mean...
McCarthy quotes.
Is that news at this point? Isn't that also what, during all the testimonies and stuff, other people had said that he had admitted that he lost?
I guess, but you know that it's not getting through to.
It's not getting through
to everyone.
How many book reveals or like book releases has there been that there's new information that, you know, this one, we got him this time.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Cheney exposes how other Republicans supported Trump's election lies, even though they knew better. During a conference call, Cheney says House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan was dismissive of the legal process for challenging the results and didn't seem to think that the rules mattered. The only thing that matters, Jim Jordan said, is winning.
Also not surprising. Like, that's not, I want to I want something to be like, Jim Jordan actually voted for Biden. I didn't know that. That's weird. Like,
none of this is a surprise.
None. I mean, like, it was like Kristen said, there are so many people now, Cassidy Hutchinson to be like, you know, all these individuals who have come out and saying, yeah, Trump said all this stuff behind closed doors, and, you know, getting the text messages from the Fox pundits and Kevin McCarthy being really angry at Trump. But then a few days, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller. I'm sure she's going to be on all the talk shows, but I'm hoping there's like some kind of bombshell item in there that no one else knows.
And that will, I mean,
it's
cut
nothing
through.
Like the Britney book. Poor Justin Timberlake really had a bad week when that book came out.
From what I heard, the rumor was that Justin Timberlake was about to launch a comeback because he had really been around. And when the book came out, they're like, shut it down.
Not going to do that now.
Yeah, let's make Christmas 24. Christmas 24.
Might not be the best time. We're doing the good, the bad, and do babies need this, really? We're doing the good now. Liz Cheney is out with a book. CNN leaked some of the details in it yesterday. Cheney talks about how Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House, pressured Republican members to support an amicus brief to throw out election results from four states where Trump had lost. She says, when I confronted him with the flaws in his legal arguments, Mike Johnson would often concede or say something to the effect of, we just need to do this one last thing for Trump.
This is a heist movie? Like,
but don't you remember? I mean, there was another elected official who basically said, he's going to leave. Let's just let him, you know, take another month to accept the results. And, you know, let's just placate him for
Let's give him one more term. Because, then he'll be gone forever.
Liz Cheney also shares that most Republican members knew it was a farce to sign on to Electoral College objections. Among them, Republican Representative Mark Green. As he signed his name to the piece of paper, Green said out loud to no one in particular, quote, the things we do for the orange Jesus.
See, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear I don't want to hear people's like I want to hear all those little quips and
the snarky.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's the thing, because didn't Cassidy Hutchinson just have a book come out?
Yeah, she did.
Recently. And there's been so many of these tell all books that have come out that I don't know. And I still commend Liz Cheney for what she did and everything that she stood for. But it's just as far as like, is it going to be a bestseller? Is there anything in here that's really new?
Well, and I think one of the problems with these books is the people who need to read them are not going to read them.
Well, yeah.
These books are being purchased by people who are like us and who want to see, you know, what was going on the inside, and for true supporters, right? I mean, Liz Cheney's a traitor. Adam Kinzinger is a traitor. They're all traitors. Everybody is a traitor, even the people who were in the Trump administration are all traitors. A couple more juicy things from the book. Kevin McCarthy was concerned he had lost his ability to fundraise because right after the January 6th attack at the Capitol, he said, this is President Trump's fault.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, he flew down to Mar-a-Lago. He said Trump's staff summoned him, and he told Liz Cheney, yeah, the staff is really worried about Trump. He's not eating. So they asked me to come see him.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
why would they think Kevin McCarthy's the one who's going to like console him?
I don't know. Is he the one who's
he's the Trump whisperer?
Is he not married? Like, what is Melania doing?
Maybe he's got a nice hand feeding delivery system that no one else has. I don't understand.
Mark, Kevin McCarthy knows Trump's omelet station menu order to the T.
And the one last thing I wanted to share from Liz Cheney's new book, when she was invited to join the January 6th commission, and after she was ousted as GOP conference chair, she accepted the invitation from Nancy Pelosi to join the commission. And she said when she went to the first meeting, she couldn't help but shake the feeling like she was a visitor from another planet. And she later found out that Nancy Pelosi's staff had compiled a list of the 10 worst things that Liz Cheney had ever said about Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi took one look at the list, handed it back to her staffer, and said, why are you wasting my time with things that don't matter?
Yeah.
That's a grown-up.
That's
a grown-up.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't care.
What was on the list?
They don't say. But I'm sure we could find, you know, if you just Google mean things Liz Cheney said about Nancy Pelosi, I'm sure
Nancy
there'd be
Pelosi's
a lot of stuff
always
coming
dressing
up
like a spring. She's such a fall.
All right, we're moving on to the bad. Oh, yeah. Republican bills that got a public hearing yesterday would require school and library staffers to tell parents what materials their kids younger than 16 are checking out, not just at school, but from public libraries.
Yeah.
Come on. And on the one hand, it's like, I don't want the government telling me what to do.
Don't tell me how to parent.
Don't tell me how to parent. I know what's best for my kids. I know the best curriculum for my kids. At the same time, no, I want the government to come in and mandate that public libraries inform me of materials that my kid is checking out, when you, as the parent, shouldn't you already be on top of that?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Well, if they're keeping secrets from you, maybe you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. You make an excellent point.
Last time I checked, when you tell kids not to do something, kind of will push them to do it anyways. And they also said in these hearings, there are mechanisms already in place,
yes,
where parents can walk in and get the history of their children's,
yes,
library ventures. And this is just needless and pointless. And it's going to really hurt small libraries. I mean, it's going to hurt everybody because they're not going to have time. But like small libraries and like Hayward, they don't have the kind of budget that the Milwaukee Public Library System has.
Without a doubt.
So what are we doing right now?
Who proposed this?
Barbara, she's one of the co-sponsors.
From Econawalk?
Yeah.
Who actually
said,
yes, Barbara Dietrich. She's one of the co-sponsors.
But she said that this is, you know, this is less restrictive than other people wanted.
Yeah, and they also had to talk about the fact that they would have to put money into the budget to, because they don't want an unfunded mandate, because there's nothing that Republicans hate worse than an unfunded mandate. But yeah, they'd have to put money into the budget for this to work, because they need the technology, the time, and the resources.
Well, and they're going to need more staffers.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think they're going to need considerably more staffers. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It
befuddles you?
I am befuddled. I am genuinely befuddled by this. And again, the juxtaposition of parental rights, brr, and government knows best. At least in this instance.
Yeah.
Well, I think it kind of goes hand in hand as far as it's more of Big Brother-ish, because it's the unknown of what's happening at school that is infringing upon parental rights, right? I think that's what the logic is. It's like, you guys are keeping something from me about me having full control over my kid and what they're reading and how they're presenting and how they want to be referred to as. And so if they're this different person at school, you're affecting my ability to parent because they're living this second life. So it's your responsibility to inform me rather than me have a better relationship with my kid.
I think that's kind of backwards.
That's not how I'm going to parent.
Right? Well, I can't. You're going to tell her everything.
Maybe right? Not everything. We'll wait till something's got to wait until she's like over 18.
That's fine.
Mom, I don't want to know. I just don't know.
Stop sharing with me, mother. Stop sharing with me. Kristen Bry is here. Jump on the StreamYard at Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and join us when we come back. It's the good, the bad, and do babies need this? Really?
Can't wait for that.
Really? That's on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. She is here. Kristen is with us every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 o'clock until she comes back from maternity leave. Greg Bach is with me as well, and Calvin is on the board. You can always call or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And we're doing the good, the bad, and do babies need this? Really? Oh, you haven't, you're a new mom, Kristen. I don't know. Maybe you know some people who have bougie babies, because this seems like a real...
Of course they do.
This seems like a real bougie baby thing to me. Dior, formerly known as Christian Dior, is out with a luxury perfume aimed at infants, and it's $230.
This is a bit from Parks and Rec.
It's not. It's not fake. This is real.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to put, like, any kind of fragrance on your baby. Like, anything that is targeted as having fragrance in it, whether it's lotions or body wash and stuff like that, like, I'm pretty sure the, like, a baby dermatologist is like, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't. And isn't the whole point of babies is that they smell good naturally?
Yeah,
that was what I thought.
Smell their heads, and their heads smell amazing.
If you could smell, like, if you could bottle baby smell,
that's exactly what I was just gonna say. Sell that for $230.
This is, I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm looking at it right now. Tom Haverford on an episode of Parks and Rec. I'm working on a cologne for babies. It's called Baby, You Smell Good.
Oh my God.
It's
that's hilarious.
It's called Baby Dior Bon Etoile Scented Water with soft notes of pear, wild rose, and white musk. It's also considerably more expensive than any of Dior's adult perfumes.
Well, I know I'm getting the kid for Christmas, I guess. Sure.
No, don't buy her baby perfume. It was created by Dior Perfume's creative director, Francis Kurdigian, and the artistic director, Cordelia de Castellani.
This is just going to start, like, you're going to have, like, the fancy bougie one, and then there's going to be some, like, lumberjack dude coming out with, do you want your baby to smell like the woods? It's just going to start a whole new trend, like, like, your kid's going to smell like Jack Daniels and Kentucky Redwood. Yeah, baby.
It is alcohol-free, but it's still scented. And I agree with you, Kristen. I would think you would be concerned about their skin. They have such sensitive skin.
Yeah, they have such sensitive skin. Yeah. I'm, like, very positive you should not be spraying your baby with perfume.
Definitely.
This is...
Like, unless you're just not changing their diaper and you're, like, trying to cover up that smell, that's a whole other set of issues.
Then you just Febreze them. That's problem solved.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
$230. It can be yours, according to their website. It's more than a scented water. It's an object imbued with reverie that can be personalized with the colored ribbon of your choice to accompany your child like their lucky star. Just kill me now.
God.
Okay, you win. You win, Jane. This isn't an old bitter grandma take right here. This is okay.
But
I want to know who's actually going to buy it, because obviously they've done some kind of market research to put this on, like, to put this out, that they think someone's going to buy it. And, like, I would, is it just rich people? But I also feel like rich people are, like, even more hyper vigilant about all baby stuff. But maybe that's like a grand, overgeneralization. But it's like, I don't know. I just am surprised that there would be a market for this.
I think it's going to be sound real Midwestern of me. It's going to be a coastal thing. And they're going to, I mean, if it's alcohol free and they slap some sort of organic thing on there, parents are going to put, they're going to put this look over their baby. They're going to be like, yeah, we bought the Dior, the baby Dior.
Exactly. Oh. I think so too.
I just don't see that. I really do. I feel like so many wealthy people with their babies, like they're so obsessed with like development and getting into the best schools and being like super insane about if they're sick or not and stuff like that. And having the best pediatrician approved thing that I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sorry, but you know the Kardashians are going to jump all over this.
Kardashians.
This is so up their alley. So up their alley.
Lynn Bauer sent a message on the live stream that said, breastfed babies smell sweet. Formula fed babies smell like cows. All right, Lynn. My gosh.
If the baby perfume is not enough for you, Mama Kristen, this range also features skincare items. Moisturizer for babies is $115 and cleansing foam is $95.
Hey, you know, Frankie Lou, she's got a handshake like a leather man. Wow. Yeah, like it's a moisturizer in her life. Does Dior have any brand new baby dog
perfumes? Oh, for little Maybell?
That makes more sense to me.
A perfume for your dog?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that like it, and you can take the ribbon off and put the ribbon around or put it up here and that kind of thing.
Well, if you want to shell out $230 for doggy Maybell, you certainly can get yours now. Baby Dior Bon Etoile scented water for $230.
Jane, I can show you my Amazon order history. We're way over that price tag at this point.
Seriously.
Well, we had bought
for dog things.
For dog things, yeah. We bought everything on the list.
He's a little upset, Kristen, because he hasn't been able to take paternity leave.
Ba-dum-ba.
And I'm really upset that I didn't come up with that joke. Like, I'm still, it really puts a, I can't think of it anymore. I'm sorry. I'm very tired.
It was so good to see you, my friend. Let us know how things are going.
Yes.
Shoot me some more pictures of the perfect child, Frankie Lou. And we will see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
Stay with us. When we come back, we are talking about apprenticeship programs in Wisconsin. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities.
That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A significant escalation to the humanitarian concerns in Gaza as Israel now says it will begin a, quote, powerful ground operation in southern Gaza. More than a million Palestinians fled.